yesterday I had a visit to the hospital, to the oncology department, for a gastro-oncological examination. That's the posh word for saying to have a tube with a camera put down your throat. I have some problems in my throat that have materialised over the past 6 months or so, and I thought I'd better get it checked out, considering as I've had some family members have issues in the past. So there I am, having this thing done. To start with, they put a spray in the back of your mouth, or you can have a needle in the hand and be sedated. I won't be sedated because I've got to spend 6 to 12 hours in hospital there now, being watched and monitored and all that. So I thought, no, I shall have the spray because it's over and done with far quicker. And it needs less people as well, because if you get sedated, you need an anaesthetist and someone to monitor it and blah, blah, blah. So I did away with that and had the spray. It can only be described as a mixture of diesel and banana. And it has the same sensation as a dentist injection when it squirts out the side of the needle from the hole it makes, injecting into your gum, and goes down the side of your mouth into your cheek. As for the camera, the surgeon picks up this tool. It looks like a Dremel power drill with a lot of knobs on and a long tube fastened to the front. But not a thin tube. No. This thing's as thick as your index finger. It's just about a centimetre across. And it's got all lots of flashy lights, reds and greens and blues and whites, all flashing and pulsing to give as good a clarity for a video feed, which is really, really strange. It also hurts like hell. To make sure you don't bite on it or close your mouth in a reaction, they put a teeth shield in, but it's strapped to the back of your head, so you feel like you've got half a GIMP mask on. Kids, if you don't know what a GIMP mask is, ask your parents. And so he then puts this rod, flexible black rod thing, down the back of my throat. Now, for those of you who haven't had it, it's not the most pleasurable feeling. You have gag reflexes that want it to come out, but it won't because he's pushing the other way. You feel, as soon as it gets past the numbed area at the back of your throat, you feel everything. You feel it going down your pipes. You really feel it hit your stomach, especially when it hits the bottom of the stomach and the stomach wall and starts having a prod about to move your stomach and have a look. It feels like someone's kicking you from the inside out. You also burp a lot, especially when it's in the stomach, because they're pumping air in, so it keeps everything looking as dry as possible, so it doesn't get too wet. If it's wet, they can't really see properly. So when it's in your stomach and they pump more air in to inflate your stomach a little bit so they've got a better view, all you do is burp, especially when he pulls it out. As soon as it comes out your stomach, you feel this massive rush of air and the biggest burp you'll ever do. One that really does sound like it's come from barrels of hell. And it's safe to say, as he pulls out the last bit, you know how Neo felt in the pod once he's woken up and he pulls this long black pipe out from his stomach.